I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The government in Sichuan, China, says almost 6,900 schools were destroyed by the earthquake on May 12th. Among the 68,000 people confirmed dead, there were thousands of school children and teachers. The parents of those children are outraged. They believe that many of the schools were shoddily built with substandard materials. Well, today a government official promised that if those charges are true, the guilty will be punished. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports from Beijing.
Chinese officials in Sichuan province have been on the ropes in recent days, trying to calm angry parents who partly blame government corruption for their children's deaths in the earthquake. They've marched on government buildings, some even overturned a police car. One inspector from Sichuan's provincial education department withdrew from the Olympic torch relay as a symbol of his shame at so many schools collapsing. He said the fault didn't lie directly with him, but he told the state-run news agency Xinhua that, quote, if we educational officials hadn't left loopholes for corruption, more schools would have survived the quake. He cited an example in the town of Beichuan. Most of the town was destroyed by the earthquake, but a primary school built with private charity funds remained standing. The middle school right next to it collapsed. In it was the 16-year-old daughter of Zhu Guiwen. Zhu says his daughter was on one of the lower floors of the school, and when the building collapsed, it drove her body so far into the ground, he doesn't know if it will ever be retrieved. Zhu is one of many parents who want to know how this could have happened. The government says it is trying to find answers. Zhu Xuping is China's vice minister in charge of quality inspection. He had this to say at a news conference today.
It is regrettable to see that so many young students were dead and as the collapse of the school buildings. And so naturally, people would think about the quality inspection over these school buildings. I think on this matter, the position of the Chinese government and the departments at all levels is clear-cut. So if the damage is really caused due to the lack of quality, we would take severe measures.
Jur said this could include heavy fines, revoking business licenses, and even sending responsible parties to jail. He said his department's inspectors are now in the field, taking samples from materials used to build the schools that collapsed to see if any were substandard. He said they're also making sure all materials used in relief and reconstruction meet safety standards. Already, he said, some companies providing relief supplies have been punished for trying to slip in shoddy goods.
During the earthquake relief efforts, we have taken a swift and severe attitude or position on dealing with these cases.
That may help prevent future tragedies, but it won't bring back the dead. And now that reality is sinking in, parents who have lost children in what they believe were preventable school collapses are letting long simmering resentment about government corruption erupt into a boil. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.